Helps if I turn the microphone down. What the F?
Oh my gosh.
We're not starting over.
Off to a good start.
That old gag.
Ah, boy, oh boy. Someone's getting fired for that blunder. I'll tell you that one. Am I right, folks?
Is it me? Am I going to get fired?
You were going to get fired.
Mike. Yes.
You are.
Am I
going to
get a severance? Because
right,
I demand my paycheck today.
I'll give you a severance of your friggin' wiener.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what you get.
That's crazy.
That's Mike and I's one-act play about the evils of capitalism, and I hope it's a scene from it. I hope you guys will come out.
Anyway, hey Chris, this is This Awful Podcast,
starring
Joe Mama. No,
is she here? Did you bring my mom here? I'd be so excited if you. We're like, mom.
Someone just coming in here, be like, no, there's no swearing here, and
you only need one vape.
Another,
you don't need to double vape.
Another Manhattan, Chris?
Mm-hmm. What my mom doesn't understand is that you need 5 Manhattans to make up the 5 boroughs of New York. Because that's how the 5 boroughs of New York work.
Okay, there are
they're
5
all Manhattans.
They're all Manhattans. It's the city so nice they named it twice.
Is that true?
New York, New York?
I didn't know that was why they did that. Because it's so nice.
They stole Manhattan from the Native Americans, so...
Oh, all right. Jeez Louise, here we go. Jumping into that already, huh?
I'm sorry.
Boy.
Just an inconvenient truth for you, Chris. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Good. Yeah.
Everything at home okay?
Yes, everything at home is great.
Good.
Yeah, everything at home is great.
Good.
Everything at home is just fine.
It sounds more every time you say it.
Is more convincing every time I say it?
Yeah, just...
Everything at home is awesome.
Wasn't implying anything wasn't. Then you said it like 18 times in a row. Kind of makes me think maybe...
Are you my therapist now? Just trying to drag an answer out of me. And
yeah.
So I paid for 45 minutes of your fucking time. Let's just sit here, get through it.
Lots of hostility, Mike. What's going on with that?
I don't know. I don't really have an outlet for that hostility.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost one of my outlets.
Because of the severance packet? The severance of your package, if you will? Boom, yes. Goddamn. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. After like 10 minutes, you finally got that joke out of. That's great.
I really did it. That was a good one.
I'm happy for you.
All right. Now I can check out for the rest of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. It's like, woo. It's like Meghan McCain says it on The View, and they're all like, woo, all right. Do you think I'm the Meghan McCain of this podcast?
How many times have you brought up your dad?
Yeah, I was going to say, we've talked about my family a lot more than your family, probably, on the show.
True. Anyway, so yes, I did lose one of my outlets, Chris. I got permanently suspended from Twitter.
Mm.
Yeah.
Terrible.
A few days before this episode was recorded, I saw a tweet by Mr. Donald J. Trump asserting that Rashida Tlaib's crying at the press conference where she was announcing that the Israeli government has allowed me to travel to Israel. I'm not going to go. It would go against my principles, which I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't have to have a government let her come to the country.
My understanding is, I might be wrong about this, but that Israel was okay with it, and then like the White House was like, yeah.
Yes, one Donald J. Trump suggested that Israel don't let her in,
yeah,
her and Ilhan Omar.
Which is cool that Trump is to like the right of Netanyahu.
Yeah. Obviously trying to align himself, against Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and et cetera, et cetera. The squad. I can't understand why Israel would listen to him. I can't understand that. I just can't fathom anybody listening to him and taking him seriously. I can't fathom it.
The Israeli right loves him. You saw that settlement was named Trump Tower.
Yes, yes. It's, I cannot understand what fucking reality we're living in. Anyway, so Donald Trump essentially mocked Rashida Tlaib because Rashida Tlaib cried at this press conference because one of the things that Rashida Tlaib wanted to do was go visit her 90-year-old grandmother who lives in the West Bank. Tlaib was talking about, what led up to her decision and conversation with her grandmother. She was tearing up and crying. A normal human reaction because she may never see her grandmother again. Donald Trump's response was, I don't buy these tears from Rashida Tlaib. So I saw that one night and I was like, You know, I don't have to respond to this, but I feel like I got to put my two cents in.
The poster's urge.
A compulsion. Also, I was really bored. So the exact tweet that I sent to him was a simple one-liner. Stroke out on the toilet, you pig fuck.
And what rule did you break?
Twitter sent me an email, and it was in short order. It was like less than an hour later. And when, as soon as I got the email title was about your Twitter account.
Oh, no.
Your Twitter account has been suspended. Hello, Boar Vidal. Your account, This Is Not Mike G, has been suspended for violating the Twitter rules. Specifically for violating our rules against abuse and harassment. You may not engage in the targeted harassment of someone or incite other people to do so. I wonder who else does that. This includes wishing or hoping that someone experiences physical harm. And my tweet was, yeah, at real Donald Trump, stroke out on the toilet, you pig fuck. I think there's a few ways that could be taken. Yeah, sure, maybe, you know, experiencing a massive brain hemorrhage whilst relieving himself. That's one way.
That is certainly the way I would take it, yes.
Well, I think that you need to open your mind a little bit, because that's what a violent person might think. I'm not a violent person. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I see. Now I'm intrigued, because
so
I thought what you were saying was that the toilet, he should have like a brain aneurysm and die while shitting, but you're saying...
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
This was an encouraging kind of...
I felt like it was encouraging. Like I was, you know, cheering him on.
Okay.
Because look, he's getting up there in age, you know, and sometimes maybe, you know, just need a little boost.
When you're stroking one out.
Right. My appeal to Twitter was... This is actually a masturbation joke. And not a threat of violence. I will gladly delete the tweet if necessary. But I did not realize that sexually suggestive tweets were against the terms of service. Happy to clear up any misunderstanding.
What if they're like, sure, no problem. What did you mean by pig fuck?
Oh, that's right. I did say that was a movie quote, which is true.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Have you ever seen The Master?
You pig fuck is a famous movie quote. Iconic scene.
Look.
Yeah. Okay. That, yeah. No.
That is neither here nor there.
No, I understand.
The
you might now, say stroke no, one out, you pig fuck, and just like chill out. And you mean pig fuck is a kind of like turn like. How we call each other names. Like, you telling me to go sit on this toilet and stroke one out, you fat piece of shit.
There's nothing in the rules about calling somebody a name.
I don't know about that. Maybe that's true.
So, here's my end game.
Yeah.
I'm obviously going to have to get a new Twitter account. Which really bums me out. However,
I do feel your pain on that, Mike.
However,
I feel your pain on that.
Somebody from Twitter is going to have to read my appeal and dissect it. What could be the masturbatory joke in there? Stroke out. So I want them to actually weigh the did he mean stroke out? Like, you know, stroking his mushroom shaped fellas, or was it actually having a brain aneurysm on the on the loo?
It certainly seems like something someone could debate, you know.
Anyway, so yeah, I've joined the ranks of the Krasensteins.
Very famous, yeah.
Yeah, Laura Loomer.
Milo. Sam Knight.
Oh, Sam Knight?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah, many times.
Sam, my brother.
Yeah, buddy. You'll be back. You'll be back online.
I'm already back. My new name is totally not Mike G. Something like that. I don't know. I'll announce it some show. Nice. Once I get established.
Yeah, you want to get established first.
Once I lose my appeal, then I'm going to lose my appeal. However, again, it does tickle me pink to know that they would have to evaluate my statement of this is actually a masturbatory joke. And I could just picture a bunch of them gathered around a computer like, is it really a masturbatory joke? In what way?
Well, I hope you get it back because...
Me too.
That's stupid.
There were lots of blue check marks that followed me. I'm bummed about that. Mm. I'm never going to get blue... except for you, I guess, but... Never gonna get blue check marks following
even
me.
Even me, I don't know.
Oh, you can't associate with me now.
Now I'm one
of the unwashed. Now is that what it is?
I try not to follow too many people who aren't followed by blue checks. You know what I mean? I don't know. We'll see, Mike. Maybe you can pump out some good content.
Yeah, we'll see how long you keep that blue check. You better tread carefully.
Yeah,
friend.
I know.
I
can't believe you're the first one to get kicked off of Twitter. Actually, on this podcast. It doesn't seem right at all.
Well, you've gotten a little time out before.
Certainly times out, but not full blown suspension.
Every time you got a timeout, I'm like, please don't lose that blue check. Don't lose it.
I really need it.
I mean, it's not above Twitter to unverify people arbitrarily. So
absolutely, yeah.
That's my story about my Twitter being suspended.
I'm sorry.
Boy, was I shocked.
I was shocked, too. You told me that. I was upset for you, man. That sucks ass.
Yeah.
Hold on one moment.
This awful podcast is experiencing technical difficulties. We'll be back with more of This Awful Podcast in just a moment.
Hey, everybody.
We're experiencing technical difficulties. We'll be back with more This Awful Podcast in just a moment. Okay, we're back.
I got my dick out of the outlet. That was a mistake. You're right, Mike. I shouldn't have tried it.
Mm-mm. So that's my deplatforming.
Yeah, you got deplatformed, dude. They're silencing your ass.
Motherfucker. Well, anyway, Chris, how was your week? Did you have an eventful week? Uneventful?
No, I didn't do anything this week.
Good.
I was an insane person. Just wandered in this hellscape, you know. So everything's good, everything's fine, just having a good time laughing with friends, just out of frame. Having a normal one.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't, shovel out 800 pounds of trash out of the house just to have you here. I'm not getting
tons of
welfare checks every day.
I don't
know. Normally, I think you get those like maybe once a week or something, like if people haven't heard from you, but I don't think the police department should be
like
welfare checks.
Like people checking on you. Oh, I thought you meant you were receiving welfare checks, like as some sort of fraud.
Fraudulent. Well, those two, of course, but I'm talking about like police welfare checks where they're, around the clock kind of just being like, are you okay, Chris? Your neighbor's hearing a lot of shouting. And I'm like, actually, it's just the cats. I keep trying to take a shit and they keep walking in the bathroom, so I keep yelling at the cats. And my neighbors, I guess, hear that and they get weirded out. So I explain to the cops, it's just the cats and me, we're having a fight, and the cops want to talk to the cats. And I'm like, first of all, you're a pig, so you can't talk to a cat. These are completely different languages. And then they get all upset, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I know a little bit more about zoology than you, genius. And then all of a sudden, I'm in handcuffs, and I'm going to the police station. Like, I did something wrong.
That's crazy.
So yeah, the week sucked.
What a country.
I know, man, exactly.
But we were able
now to... we have a king of Jews. What a
Yeah, the second coming of God. You ever heard of this Trump guy?
Hold on, who's this guy? This guy's coming in like he's president. Yeah, so
that's a crazy week.
Things are cool.
Yeah, well, we were able to bail you out, so that's good.
Yeah.
The cats raised some money. They started up a lemonade stand.
The cats have been really cool about it.
Yeah. And they might have pocketed some of that money from this lemonade stand, but look, they deserve a little compensation.
I'm sure they still look at me, but we'll work through it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I feel like I keep telling them not to look at me, but...
Don't look at me.
Not while I'm pooping, Rafa. Not while I'm pooping. You go...
Which really does not scare them. They just,
No.
They give you like a nonverbal scoff
they
and just
absolutely.
Walk away.
They've learned definitely I will never hurt them. And
they wonder what's a bigger piece of shit. The one being propelled into the toilet at that moment or the one on the toilet.
Kremlin will do this thing where she'll walk behind the toilet when I'm shitting on it, and I'm like, that makes me really uncomfortable. Like, get that from back there. Like I'm shitting on my cat.
Well, I mean, the shit's not going to come out the back of the toilet,
right?
No,
but psychologically,
Okay.
That whole area back there, I don't want any loved ones to be anywhere near that. Yeah.
True.
And then they want to, like, rub against you, and, like, their fucking tail gets on your fucking thigh, and it's all weird.
And they walk, like, all over your food, and...
That I'm eating while I'm taking a shit, you mean?
Isn't that the fucking weirdest thing, by the way, is, like, mostly at work.
Okay.
People going to a public bathroom with fucking food.
Wow. Yeah,
dude, I've...
No, I've never seen that happen.
Seriously? Ever?
No, that's bizarre.
Dude, it happens all the time at my work.
Like, what kind of food?
Like... Look, this is going to sound like I'm making it up for effect. I swear to God, Chris, I am not. I right hand God, the second coming of God, even. Like a tray with a plate and breakfast on it, and they're eating it on the fucking in the fucking handicap stall.
Bro, what the flying fuck? That is disgusting beyond belief. What?
I seriously, I really, really want one of those, like, single occupant bathrooms, like, at work. We don't have, I don't think we really have them in my building. Ugh. Or at least not near me, but I swear to God, I cannot fucking deal with other people in the bathroom with me. I can't.
I don't like it.
I can't.
Mm.
You know, I'm at the urinal. I know this is going to be so great, such great talk for people, but pee pee poo poo. But,
our fans love it.
I'm at the urinal and, like, somebody else just, like, sidles up next to me.
Mm-mm.
And I just lock up. I'm just like, I can't do this.
Like, why are you... I don't even use urinals anymore. I'm post-urinal, man. I'm over it. I don't even fuck with the urinal.
But then I feel... Then, I don't know. Then I don't want anybody to see me going into the bathroom stall.
Mm-hmm. You don't want them to know you're taking a shit?
Yeah, no. I really, honest to God, don't. I don't need that in my reputation. I don't need that.
So you take shit.
I don't need that. Yeah. Nobody needs to know that shit.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Why? What's wrong with that?
Nothing, man. That's not like a well-documented Freudian complex.
Anyway. Moving on.
Mike is ashamed of his poo.
But, you know,
maybe something we should talk about.
Some people can walk into the bathroom cavalierly and just unleash 10 days of Mexican food that they just ate.
Other people feel like they're nasty inside, don't they?
Yeah, well, look. Listen.
There's nothing dirty about it.
Maybe it's some sort of latent, repressed Catholic thing about me. I don't know, but...
Possibly.
Yeah.
I think it's something we should explore on the pod.
Yeah, maybe not. Mm. Anyway, people eating food in the bathroom, it bothers me. It really bothers me.
Because you can't take a shit while they're eating.
Well, what about all the poo particles just flying about the...
Obviously, we'll touch on that for a moment. I just wanted to burn you a little more for the poopy stuff.
Yeah, I don't care. Okay. But,
I said I don't use urinals. You can make fun of me for that.
But I really don't care.
You care. No, I don't. You care. I don't use urinals. You're like,
what? So you sit down on the toilet to pee. Big deal.
That's not what...
So does half the population.
That's not what...
Anyway.
I mean... Hold on.
So...
What?
I'm talking to this dude in the hall. And so I'm like, all right, hey, I'll be right back. I'm just going to pop in the bathroom real quick. So I... go use the urinal. 2 seconds later, the fucking guy walks in the bathroom eating a plum, and he stands behind me talking to me while I'm at the urinal. I'm like, dude,
no,
there's like 3 or 4 violations going on right now.
Oh, that is so weird.
It's extremely weird.
I don't like that.
Also, people who talk on speakerphone in the stalls. Now, that I get more vindictive towards. That I flush the toilet as many times as possible. When someone does that, because I'm like, dude.
It's a really ballsy move.
Ballsy move to come in and I'm thinking everybody wants to hear your goddamn conversation.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll try to be as loud as possible. Then I don't really mind if people, you know.
And then you got to imagine who he's talking to. Like,
it's all these banal conversations, like what they're going to pick up for dinner, or, you know, like, or when they're getting out of work or something. It's just really, I'm just like, this could not wait 30 seconds.
Absolutely
until you
ridiculous.
Do what you do and leave.
Ugh.
And it's like, the person on the other end has to hear the toilet.
Yes, it's so gross.
Like, if I were on the other end, I'd be like, look, can you call me back? I really, this is not important.
You know who does this? I don't know if we want to include this. Dan fucking does this all the time. I don't know if he'd laugh or be mad about me saying it, so... That dude, we will always be talking on the phone, and I'll just hear a toilet flush, and I'll be like, Dan!
Dan, do better, my friend. Do better.
Like, come on, man.
Do better.
But I want to hear more. So what kind of breakfast did this fucking guy have?
Like, he had an omelet? I don't know what kind of breakfast it was, but it was in the morning. The cafe at work has, like, paper boats, you know, that you can put breakfast in. But they also have actual plates and silverware available if you want that, for whatever reason, if you feel like being fancy that day. So when you get a plate with silverware, you're either getting a salad or something from the salad bar, or you're getting something off the grill. So I'm assuming it's some kind of omelet, some kind of eggs, some kind of, like, you know, some kind of breakfasty thing, like sausage, bacon, whatever.
Holy fucking shit, dude.
I mean, I just can't imagine. And now, who knows if he was really taking a shit or anything like that. Maybe he was just sitting on the toilet, but I'm like, there's lots of other places you can eat. We're not in high school. You don't have to come here to hide from the bullies.
I mean, to me, it doesn't matter if he's shitting or not. That's, like, so weird.
The bathroom just smells disgusting. It smells disgusting. The janitor hasn't been through yet to clean it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, dude, what are you doing?
Why don't you eat it in the cafeteria?
I don't know.
I mean, like, maybe he wasn't supposed to be on a break or something?
Dozens of places he could eat it.
Yeah, I'm really trying to be sympathetic here, but gross.
He could literally sit on the floor in the middle of the hallway and eat it, and that would be more acceptable than what he's doing at that moment.
Because, you know, other people can see the tray, and they're like, yo, that guy's eating breakfast while taking
You could shit. Hear him eating. You could just hear, like, the smacking of his lips.
Oh, my
and
fuck.
The clinking of the fork against the plate. And, like, just like, dude. Not even being discreet about it.
Holy shit. I assumed they were, like, plastic utensils.
No. No, they have, like, actual silverware you can use, which is really weird to me, but... Yeah.
Like, he's in a restaurant, like...
Yes.
All the clanking noise.
Yes. And, again, what I'm... This is, like, a relatively...
Oh, fuck.
This is a relatively busy hallway as well. So I'm thinking, like, he's got to... One, walk into the bathroom with this fucking full tray of food, and then walk out. And I'm just like, you know, I'm just like, most of these people are like PhDs, or, like, you know, they get many advanced degrees, and, you know, and it's like, I'm just like, holy shit.
My man's just... Got a huge tray of food in his hands, just beaming. Opens the door with his back, both hands holding the tray. Good morning, everyone.
I mean,
pops in there with his chocolate milk. Woo! Wow.
God.
I mean, I'm just one person. When I'm shitting, like, the last thing I would want to do is eat something.
Right.
It is, like, a completely different sensation from being hungry. It's like the opposite. Like,
it's just like, it's just sensation regardless. It's like you just don't want to do it. You just don't want to eat.
There's so many germs and smells and the sounds of other people shitting and farting and peeing and, like, moaning when they do it. Just like, oh, it's just so much. So much. And that's the other thing that kills me about men's bathrooms are the moaners, dude.
I don't get many moaners.
Oh, dude. I've gotten some moaners, man.
Really?
It's fucking weird. Just like these, like, grown men who are like, you hear the stream and they're just like, oh. You're
oh
just
my
like,
God.
What
okay,
are you
okay,
doing
okay,
over
okay,
there,
okay.
buddy?
Okay. All right. Yes. there are some guys who, you know, they'll walk into the bathroom and they won't know anybody's in the stalls, like, you know, me. They'll go to the, you know, they'll go to the urinal. I'll just hear them, like, talk to themselves. There's one particular guy who always goes, oh, God damn it. Every time. I'm like, holy shit, man. Are you okay? Are you having a problem
here? Prostate issue, maybe.
Are you experiencing discomfort? I don't know.
He just goes to the urinal and says that, God damn it.
Like, he'll start to go, and then you just hear him just, like, kind of, like, just say to himself, like, under his breath, like, God damn it. Like, oh, how long you been holding that in, pal? Like, you know, bathrooms are 4 bathrooms available on every floor. So
men's rooms are so crazy.
Anyway,
if you want to write Mike, his Twitter account is suspended, so you can say it. you can go off tonight.
Yeah,
about SJWs, all the stuff you can't say on the radio that God. You want to really say.
That just pissed me off. All the people that I've just fucking burned on Twitter now can see that I've got suspended. Fuck.
Well.
You know, it's a badge of honor, I guess.
It is a badge of honor.
I wasn't bummed about it until tonight when I started thinking about it. I'm like, oh, well, you know.
You're a little bit of denial.
A little bummed. Yeah, I'm going through the stages of grief.
It's understandable.
Yeah. The first stage was don't care.
Yes. Yeah.
I denial. I feel like it'll end up on don't care also.
I think you'll be back online. I think you'll be ripping it out before you know it.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Keeping it tight and keeping it real.
So that was the bathroom power hour.
Yeah, I got a lot of good bathroom
opinions. Sure, everybody's going to love that. Yeah. Love that break we just did.
If you guys have any bathroom opinions, our phone number is 833-SOY-BOYS.
Soy Boys.
And you can send us all your pee-pee, poo-poo, doo-doo ass stories right to our voicemail, and we would play them on the air. We want to hear your crazy bath. Has anyone eaten a freaking burrito while you're taking a dump? Okay. You ever see a guy take a crap standing on his head? Right? Let us know about it.
That's funny. I had to bring in the car to lovely Saugus, Massachusetts.
Folks.
The Vegas Strip of Eastern Massachusetts, Route 1.
Route 1?
Yeah, right down the street. Say. Right down the street from the illustrious Kowloon's restaurant.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was going to be like a most of the day thing where I would drop my car off and I'd have to make myself busy for, you know, a few hours. So I took my laptop, I worked on some show stuff.
Yeah, they have some Pornhub.
Yeah, I did some Pornhub.
Some weird like stepsister got, shit.
Is that weird?
No, it's cool.
Not related, normal. Right? So, you know.
No, yeah, it's fine.
Anyway. Jesus Christ, Chris. So I go to a Burger King, which is next door. And I'm sitting there, and there's nobody in this restaurant. It's just me, the manager, and like one worker in the back. That's it. There were no other customers. So I'm done with my food, and I push my tray to the side, and I get my laptop out, and I hook it up to the electricity. The guy...
No way.
The guy comes out, and he's like, oh, using our electricity?
Are you fucking serious?
And I go, is that not okay? He's like, oh, well, you know... You gotta buy something, and I look at my tray. I go, "You were my cashier, remember?"
Holy shit, really, dude?
Guy's a fucking moron.
How old is this guy? Like, describe this guy.
He's larger. He's a large man, both in height and width.
Yes.
Yep. Looked a little disheveled. He had just gotten done watching a training video about making pulled pork sandwiches.
How were you privy to that information?
Because I could hear it.
Wow, what a scene.
This Burger King closes at 7 o'clock at night, by the way. That's how ridiculous this Burger King is.
Oh, what a weird place.
It is, and it's right on Route 1. It's crazy.
It's like David Lynch shit. Oh, my God.
Maybe he's really actually the manager of that Burger King. So,
so you said I bought something and you were my cashier.
Yes. Like, I was like... I thought he was joking at first, but then he had a serious look on his face. Like, he had his hands on his hips. He's like, using our electricity? First off, I'm like, the fucking plugs are there. Like,
what do you think they're there for?
And he just sort of saunters back into the kitchen, and I'm like, ugh. So I hoofed it down to a Dunkin' Donuts. They had no problems with me hooking up to the power there, that's for sure. There's like a young, a kid who's obviously very new at this job behind the counter at Dunkin' Donuts, like as a cashier. Very new. She had to ask for help from a manager a couple of times when she was ringing me out. Didn't bother me. I got my iced latte still and went and sat down, went on my merry way. I'm sitting down and this fucking townie walks in. Fat, old townie. Heavy Boston accent.
A townie.
A Saugus townie, even worse. He is kind of giving this kid lip a little bit.
What kind of lip are we talking about?
He was giving her shit for like not being fast enough with the order. What do you not know how to use that register?
Nice.
Yeah. He ordered like a hot tea and a bacon, egg and cheese sandwich, right?
Fucking pussy.
And this girl had to be like maybe 16, maybe. After she takes the guy's order, she goes back to sweeping behind the counter. The guy's like, "You gonna make my tea or are you gonna clean?" And she's like, "What?" She's like, just like kind of very nervous. He's like, "You gonna make my tea or are you gonna clean?" And she's like, "Well, you know, they asked me to clean and somebody in there has gotten your order and they're gonna make the tea." He's like, "Huh, I don't like that." I felt so fucking bad for this poor girl. She just like looks down, goes back to sweeping, and I felt like saying like, "Pay this asshole no mind." So he goes down to the end of the counter waiting for his food, and he starts acting like he's familiar with the whole staff. Like the whole staff back there obviously has no time for him, but he's waiting for his sandwich, and he says this like 4 times in a row. "Don't be chintzy with that bacon." And
don't be chintzy.
The woman is like making the sandwich is like, "What? Don't be chintzy with that bacon there. Yeah, just, you know, ease up on that bacon. You know, give me another piece of bacon."
What a prick.
Oh man, he said it like 5 times, thinking he's fucking hilarious every time. I had my headphones on, but I could hear how obnoxious he was being. So I kind of looked over. "You don't need the bacon." I don't think he heard me because the music was kind of loud in there, but the people next to me heard me and they were laughing. So
that was good enough for me.
And they were the people next to me were sort of like, you know, older, like townyish looking people, but they were obviously annoyed by this idiot too. So the guy gets his fucking non-chintzy bacon sandwich and leaves. And as he's leaving, I just look over. I'm like, "What an asshole." And the people next to me just cracked up. I wish the guy heard that, but, you know, probably better I don't have to interact with him anymore. And I don't want to cause a problem inside the Dunkin' Donuts. I don't want to throw down, you know. I don't want to get an iced latte all over the floor.
Kicked his ass, yeah.
I would have definitely kicked his ass, yeah, actually.
It's pretty cool to boss around old guys who can't kick your ass.
Especially old guys who are dicks to service industry people. Being a dick to service industry just triggers something in me that, like, I don't know. It makes me irrationally mad.
Yeah,
there's no
me
reason
too.
To shit on a service industry person if they're not doing anything to you.
I've definitely told people to chill the fuck out in those situations. Hmm. And they seem to get so aghast they can't believe.
How can you not agree with me?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm not a fucking prick. That's why.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Like,
when people have gotten like pissy at people like cashiers, I've been like, "Hey, calm down."
Yeah.
Calm down. Just relax. People don't like being told to relax. This isn't life or death here.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was at the Stop and Shop here and this woman and her daughter like flagrantly cut me in line and I was just like in such a Larry David mood. I was like, "Nope, it's not gonna happen." And it was like really busy and my car was clearly there and she just kind of scoots in. She doesn't have a cart. And so we do a little dance where we're like trying to merge in traffic. And I'm like, yeah, excuse me, I was here. And she was like, "I didn't see you there."
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm like, "That's weird because you squeezed right in front of me." And we get in this huge thing. And I basically just kind of, I don't want to say force because it makes it sound like I just had a cart and just like pushed it in. And like, I'm like, "I'm in here and you're not going to squeeze in there. So haha."
God, people are so fucking rude.
It starts losing your fucking mind. Starts like screaming. She's like, "Oh, you're a real man." And like all this shit. And I'm like, "You're going to be a man? Like, you're acting like a woman." And I'm like, "That's a really nice thing to say in front of your daughter."
Oh, that must
oh,
have.
She, I that was like, have. Whoops, when I said that, because. She was like, "What did you say about me? What the fuck did you just say about me?" And I'm just like, you know, checking out. And there's like a huge scene. And I just like, get the fuck out of there. And I was like, "She'd probably be a better example for your daughter," and just walked out. And she, She called me like a woman several times, and like, I was like, "You're a woman.
You're a woman.
You fucking
What's
moron?
The matter with you?
You think like that doesn't work like that, man?
Holy shit!
I mean, it doesn't work on me normally, but if you're a woman, you're calling me a woman. I'm just like, all right, cool, sister.
God,
I don't really give a fuck.
So fucking weird, man. Malden Stop and Shop is fucking wild.
That place sucks.
It does suck.
It really sucks.
It does suck. Never enough cashiers. Always line out into the aisles.
Yeah. And there's always just like weird shit going on in there.
And, you know, again, like anybody being a dick to like, you know, waiters, waitresses, hostesses, you know, hosts. Anybody in a restaurant, like in a restaurant especially, like why would you, why would you be a dick to, why would you be a dick to somebody who handles your food?
They will fuck with your food.
Yeah. If you think that they won't, like, oh, they won't do it. They will.
They absolutely do.
Absolutely will.
I know several people in that industry, and they do.
They absolutely will, and they should, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they honestly should line other customers up to spit in the food. Like,
yeah.
Other people who had to witness you being a dick. It's just like, I just don't get it. And I'm not generalizing here. However, at least online, the trend I've seen, younger and younger people who you think would sort of understand the plight of the service industry worker, like especially like the waiter, waitress, whatever, they seem to be the people that don't tip now.
Young people.
Young people, like, you know, like Gen Z.
What? You know, really?
Yeah, man. It's crazy. And
that's surprising.
Now, I get the... Well, okay. I understand what they're thinking. They're thinking, like, I'm against them being paid a less than living wage. I'm like, yeah, but they don't control that. The workers
then
don't
eat out.
The workers don't... Exactly. The workers don't control that. Don't eat out.
That's how it works.
And yeah, if you get bad service, if you get, like, really abysmal service, yeah, okay. Maybe you tip less than 20%. Don't be a dick and leave 1 cent.
Mm-hmm.
That's just being a massive prick.
You really do have to tip an absolute minimum of 15%.
Absolute minimum.
20% or more always.
I would have thought that with the younger generations becoming more emotionally intelligent, that they might understand, okay, maybe this person's having a bad day. Maybe I shouldn't screw them on a tip.
Or even with the growth of the gig economy and stuff like that. Like, you understand.
Yeah.
I think that your friends are doing this stuff and they rely on tips to survive.
Yep.
So your argument is that they should get paid a living wage and they're not, so you're not going to give them money.
Right? I don't understand that.
That's stupid as shit.
I don't understand that.
Where are you seeing people say this? Just like young people online being like, I don't tip.
On the takeout, I see it a lot. The takeout.
Oh, like commenters?
Commenters, but also people on Facebook and...
That's disgusting.
I've seen Twitter people too, and I'm like,
that's really vile.
It is vile, and I'm just like, I'm flabbergasted, and I'm like, I just hope that this is a vocal minority.
You've seen the movie Reservoir Dogs, right?
Long time ago.
But remember the opening scene? They're all like out to breakfast, and it's like they're all meeting, and they're all like complete piece of shit criminals who are like murderers and bank robbers and shit. And even they, what's his name? The character, basically they're trying to establish him as like only out for himself or whatever, and he starts saying how he doesn't tip, and even all those absolute murderous shitheads are like, you're an asshole, you should tip. Who doesn't tip? That is like gross. That's,
I mean,
fucking gross. And I don't,
it's
like
crazy
these, I don't like these people who are like, it's actually 15% before tax. Like, no, do it after tax. Do it like over 20% if you can.
Fucking ridiculous.
If you get something comped, include that amount. You don't take it out of the tip.
Yeah, the Groupons, right? Like when people get a Groupon, they're like, okay, well, I'm gonna figure this out after the Groupon. People have gotten mad at me for saying, no, you have to figure that out, what you would have paid without the Groupon. Well, why?
Why? Like,
I always want to be like, why do you want to screw this person?
Yeah, dude. Jeez.
Why do you want to screw this person over?
For like what's got to be 20, 30 bucks? Like, you're really going to stiff this guy?
It definitely changes my opinion of people if I know they're a bad tipper.
Anyone who treats service people bad or is a bad tipper, it's like one of the biggest red flags I can think of.
Like, there are people who I'm more than casual friends with that they're not great tippers, and I've had to sort of make up for their tip, you know, like,
ooh, like, it's not a good feeling.
It's not, but it's like, it's also not a good feeling to see that waiter go collect the money and see what they got for a tip. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's not a good feeling.
No, it is not.
And I'd rather argue with this person who is, you know, my friend or acquaintance. I'd rather argue with them than tell this poor service industry person, like, oh, yeah, sorry, you got, you know, less than 15% tip. I don't know why.
That's crazy. Like,
I put in my proper amount, but I guess the other guys I was with didn't think so. No. Like, I'm part of that table, so it's partly my responsibility to make sure that you get a good tip, even if my asshole friends don't want to give you one.
The worst restaurant experience of my entire life. I may have even mentioned this on the show already. Even then, we tipped like 12%. And it was only because we were going to tip 15%, but we like didn't have enough cash, and I was just like, you know what, fuck these people. Like, they'll get 12%, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because we go in, we were like desperately trying, we were in New York, we were in Chinatown, and we just went into some touristy kind of shithole like Chinese place, and immediately they close at 10. The time is like 9:15 or a little before, and they act like we walked in at like 10, like 9:55, and they're like, we close at 10 o'clock, and there's like people in the, and we're like, all right, like, I think we can swing that. And I've worked in restaurants, like, if people come in at like 9:50, it sucks, but you seat them, and like,
yeah,
that's just what happens. And They're morons.
They're coming in during your hours of operation.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And, like, don't do that. Like, you're kind of a dick if you do that, in my opinion. You should avoid doing that as much as possible. But it happens. And
Or you at least be understanding that, okay, maybe we don't have everything available right now, you know? Like,
right.
Like, don't be like, oh, you don't have the fucking full menu available? It's like, no, we get 3 things available. Deal with it.
Yeah, because we close in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, yeah, whatever. And we sit down. They are so rude to us. They were like mad we were there. And they never refilled any of our drinks. Didn't ask us how anything was.
Damn.
It was, and they were just like so cold and angry and like...
But on the flip side, you probably fucked up their night. Yeah.
No, we were out of there by like 9:45. We were in it. It was like, you know, it was like a fast food Chinese place. It's not like some white tablecloth, like,
right.
But all this is to say, they leave us the bill, and we're like, all right, we count up our money. We only have enough cash to do the, you know. And they start talking about doing cards and stuff, and I'm like, I want to get the fuck out of here. These people are freaking me out. So we just leave the cash, and it's like, whatever. And we get up to go. This fucking manager stands in such a way that I can't leave the booth. Like, he's standing right next to the booth, picks up the cash from the fucking table and starts counting it in front of us. My two friends are pretty chill. They're very non-confrontational. I am like turning into John Taffer, like, and Gordon Ramsay, like, combined as this dude is doing this to me. I'm seeing fucking red, and this fucking monster goes, typically, tip is 15 to 20%. And I was like, I'm a kind of a big guy. So I stand up. So he has to get out of my way. And I'm like, that's really interesting. I wonder why it's less than that. And yeah. He made a huge scene and chased us out of the restaurant.
Yeah, sure is, bitch.
That was pretty much like, yeah, you should ask your staff why that might be, idiot. The fucker counted the money.
I
didn't expect the dude to like count the tip and try to block us from leaving until we paid 15% tip.
I mean, just as much as it's so easy to not be a dick to service industry people, it's not difficult to not be a dick to your customers also. Like, especially if they're giving you money for services, right?
Yeah. And again, we were there 45 minutes before closing, and they were like mad the entire
time. Oh, I thought it was like 5 minutes before closing. Oh
no, Mike.
Oh. I misheard that. Sorry.
I'm sorry. No, yeah, we got there at 9:15.
Oh.
They didn't close for like another like 45 minutes. Yeah. And they acted like we were unbelievable.
Several meals could be served in 45 minutes.
We were out by 9:35. I remember checking. I was like, oh, that's weird. We made it out.
I mean, typically in most like Chinese food joints, they get most of the food already made. You know?
And they were just, like, so angry. Like, they couldn't believe we said that. So that's why I was like, all right. So, like, they didn't even want us to fucking be here. So they'll take, like, it was the difference, honestly, of, like, a dollar or two, by
Jesus.
The way. Like, I want to be clear about
yeah.
that. It was crazy.
Wow. I'm going to get it.
I fucked a little Spanish flea. I put my penis inside his butt, right inside his butt. And I fucked the Spanish flea. Fuck the flea. Fuck the flea. I put my penis inside the butt, penis inside the butt. Boom. And the little Spanish flea. All right, so you ready to go?
You put your dick inside of a flea.
Hey, you don't know that song?
I know the song.
Yeah, Spanish flea.
No, yeah.
Yep.
But you know the implication there, right? Is that your dick is flea-sized.
Well, I mean, I didn't write the song. Jeez, I thought you said you knew the song. Anyway, so the John Delaney tweet.
I did, but I thought you wrote it.
That was a very funny tweet to me from John Delaney, one of the bigger nerds running for president on the Democratic ticket. I'm sure many of you saw it. Especially if you're online like Mike, or well, not Mike. If you're online like me, Mike didn't like that joke.
Twist the knife, twist it. Fucker.
But John Delaney, an exceptionally rich and delusional man. With a face not unlike the King of the Hill character, what's
Bill Daughtry?
Yes. Extreme Bill energy from Mr.
Holy
John Delaney.
Shit. That is good. That is really good.
Especially when he grins like an idiot. So anyway, Mr. John Delaney, I guess, is going up to New Hampshire for the old primary handshake fest.
Man.
And was in Logan Airport or doing something in Boston today. And he tweets, Boston is great. Already suspect. Boston is great. I go to a bar. By the way, this is at like noon. He's tweeting this. I think that's important.
Okay.
Boston is great. I go to a bar and ask for a nice coffee. The bartender says with a smile, can't help ya, but I can pour some Guinness over ice.
More funny.
Now, I replied that Guinness over ice is actually Boston slang for peeing onto poop, and that he was insulting you, sir, and he did not reply. But
didn't care for that, huh?
He didn't seem to.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to know that expression.
But
that goes back to the old molasses flood days when people had brown pee that looked like Guinness, and it's just a little bit of old Boston history that a lot of people don't know about.
I see there's the beginnings of a ratio with this.
Yes.
It's 1-to-1 right now. Just about.
I saw many people retweeting this and was like, this is pretty disqualifying right here.
First off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, unpack here.
First off, Boston is great. Yeah, whatever. Debatable.
Mm.
Who goes to a bar and asks for an iced coffee?
At noon.
Where is he from?
I forget. I want to say, like, the Midwest.
Okay, do they not have, like, Tim Hortons out there? Or, like, you know?
Or, like, 8 million Dunkin' Donuts, like, all over the goddamn place?
Has he never heard of an iced coffee and where you might get one?
So what? Anyway.
Is this a man you want as president, folks?
I mean, he's also, I believe he's the guy. Is he the guy that Bernie was like, I wrote the damn bill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he just looks around, like, credulously. Like, like, oh, you know, what's this guy getting all uppity about?
Have you ever heard of a bar in Massachusetts that has, like, to-go cups? No.
Well, seeing that this is not New Orleans.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's the only place I can think of.
We're still under... We're still under the Mike Dukakis laws here. So,
yeah.
You know, like, alcohol is still a little bit taboo, you know, for people.
Extremely taboo, yeah.
We're definitely 21st century here.
So I don't know, eventually I guess they somehow managed to find them an iced coffee in downtown Boston without going to a bar, but...
Incredible.
You know...
Incredible.
What a weird guy.
Just a weird little man.
Just John a Delaney. Weird. Like, I love Boston. I asked the bartender for, you know, a sack of sand, and he said, "We don't have that here, buddy. But I can bake you a cake." What a town!
I love Boston. I went to a hospital and asked for a hamburger.
I love Boston. I'm a big dumb idiot.
Okay, good, good. Yeah,
thank you.
Good,
that good. Was my next one. I just...
Go on.
Just, you know, they talk about big dick energy? It's just like big dumbass energy. Just emanating off of that tweet.
Get his ass.
Just like shimmering onto the monitor right now. Saw the big dumbass energy coming off of that. It's pretty powerful stuff. My God, dude. And when he was like, you know what? I'm going to tweet about it. You know, these Boston people, they're so rough and
tough. That's the thing, too.
They tell you what's on their mind.
Look, it's one thing to maybe say that to, like, an assistant or whatever. Or, like oh, I'm going to go to a bar and order an iced coffee. And he's going to be like, look, you fucking idiot. No, you don't do that. But to think, I'm going to tweet and people are going to like this tweet. This is going to make me relatable. Boy, what a colossal miscue.
Everyone fucking hated it. It was awesome. He ate so much shit. Oh. Unfortunately, I doubt he'll make it to the mass primary, but I do think you might have blown this one, bud.
Yeah.
How great will it be when he wins, like, the Iowa caucuses in the New Hampshire primary?
He's just so relatable with that tweet about the iced coffee.
I like his smile.
I drink iced coffee too.
I think he's a neat guy.
I too go to bars.
You know, I think we need solutions, not, you know, impractical pie in the sky ideas. You know, what goes well with pie in the sky? It's a little iced coffee. And I got a story for you guys about that one. The other day, I was going down to a mule farm, and I popped in and said, do you have any iced coffee by any chance? And they said, we don't have any iced coffee, but I can have one of the mules shit in your mouth. I love Boston. Wow, I love New Hampshire. New England is so rustic, and they tell you what's on their mind. Woo.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm glad we got that in because that was just some embarrassing shit.
God. I should dig up our first podcast sometime.
Oh, yeah. People want that.
Oh, my God. People want that.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, people also want piss and shit talk, too, for the first half hour of the show.
I mean, yeah, they do. Why do you think they tune in, Mike?
This is piss and shit talk, really.
Yeah, it's the poo-poo out my doo-doo ass hour, man. That's all we'll ever be.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I love being in my mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
Shitting out of my doo-doo ass.
I think we got a lot of good stuff.
Ooh, I think the people are going to be pleased about it this week.
You think so?
I think they're going to be like,
this show has absolutely no content.
No, it's good. We had
a show about nothing.
You know, it's about friendship and connection and learning how to meet people and relating to folks and the small things, the little things that control our lives. Going to the bathroom, eating in the bathroom, taking a shit in the bathroom, hearing other people.
Just confounds me. I just don't understand it.
Oh, maybe it tastes really good.
I don't understand. Like, that doesn't enhance the taste. It makes it worse.
Maybe he's on another level than us.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's an alien.
He's just like, oh man, I love pissing and shitting and eating. And we're out here.
You know, he's this like model. Morons. Like I said, he's like this model of efficiency. You know, like food goes in, food comes out. You know,
like constantly.
It's like the circle of life for him. I don't know. But.
Circle of life.
Oh well, you can get in touch with Chris at Chris Caesar on Twitter.
Yeah, and if you need anything from Mike to know, I'll pass it along.
You can also email us at thisawfulpod@gmail.com or 1-833-SOYBOYS. Please leave us a message.
Please do it.
We'll play your voicemail on the air and make fun of you, probably.
We'll do it, yeah. We'll be your podcast daddies.
But if you make fun of one of us in the voicemail, well, you know, like if you make fun of Chris, I'll make fun of Chris with you. It'll be pretty funny.
It's actually not cool at all. You should definitely make fun of Mike, because he's the stupider one.
All right, folks. We'll see you next time.
Smell you later.
Good one.
Do you think I'm the Meghan McCain of this podcast?